Welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal. I'm thanking you again for spending this special time with me as we explore today and every day on this program metaphysical ideas you can apply to your life and enhance your definition, therefore enhance your world. What definition? Self-definition. You see, the truth of your being, my friend, is the realization that you will never be able to think beyond your self-definition. With all thy getting, get the understanding of what? Yourself. The truth of yourself. So this morning, let's explore the concept of maximum strength metaphysics. Very interesting subject, very interesting thing to think about. Why? Because the metaphysical idea of life is different than the duality idea of life. Thinking about oneness is one thing. Thinking as oneness thinks is another. That's freedom. Know the truth. It will set you free. The truth is you are one with an infinite intelligence that knows what to do and how to do it, but can only do it through you, as you, into and as your experience. Maximum strength metaphysics. Someone said that the only thing a scrambled mind has to look forward to is a question mark, and the only thing a clear mind has to look forward to is the best getting better. There are two ways of using the one principle with that is within us all, and that one way of using it is a beautiful way, as is the other way, the two ways we can do it. And if we understand both of them, we can make a choice within it. You see, if we have a problem in our life, we can release the choice of doubt, the choice of despair, and we can release the consciousness that caused it. And we can put it in its place, in its proper place, what deserves to be there. Through positive choosing and being, we achieve a wonderful lifelong development and growth in a positive way. The power of positive purpose is understanding that you can set a goal, become one with the purpose for achieving it, and the goal will happen automatically. You see, my friend, no one can be a success in the art of living by pretending to be something other than what he or she is. And what are we? In truth, we are a mighty, moving power of divine mind and action. We are the God-creative expression of beingness, forever seeking to increase what? Its fulfillment. Our thinking is the trigger for activating our experience. Therefore, it never pays to ignore the future we are creating in this very moment. If anyone is just floating complacently and accepting a limited experience in happiness and health or wealth, he or she can take the reins of a positive self-direction and become maximum strength metaphysics in action. G.W.F. Hegel stated, "Evolution is the never-ending flow of divine consciousness out of itself. All creation, continuously moving, never arrives at any state other than that of a ceaseless flow." Think about it. Infinite greatness, you see, is always expressing itself through positive self-awareness made manifest in the consciousness of the individual, and you are the individual. Positive self-awareness is the cause of a perfect, harmonious, and beautiful life. It heals the darkness and confusion of life. to change our lives for the better, what do we need to do? What we need to do is understand that we must change our minds for the better and choose to make it a permanence. And the author of the Science of Mind textbook stated, in the healing process, the key is to change your mind and keep it changed. With persistent and definite purpose, we can let go and let maximum strength metaphysics assert itself as our way. With positive patience and vigilance, our daily great reward cannot be denied. We are one. We are one with a perfect power. We are one with the perfect power, health, and life of infinite intelligence. As we become more and more aware of this truth in and as our experience, we discover something wonderful. We discover it is easy to insist this truth be permanent in our life. I'll ask you a question today. What are you insisting in the relationship of permanence? What do you affirm is permanent in your life? Is it something you want to continue? Something you love? Something you look forward to? You see, my friends, we can insist that this truth be permanent in our life, and we do this by turning away from doubt or fear and walking in the light by informing our minds of the unlimited truth of our being. This is our divine birthright. And as we insistently and eagerly claim it, we unfold as fulfillment everywhere at once. This is the attitude of high expectancy unfolding. All belief has a way of becoming our experience, desirable or undesirable. Our belief gives birth to the choices we make. The way is the law of infinite mind in us as us. The experience is the result or effect of our belief in action. In reality, our world is nothing more than thick thought. Does what you define as greater good seem to be lacking in your experience, my friend? Is your reaction time moving in consciousness from problem to solution slower than you know it can be? Does achieving a successful level of positive demonstration seem like a fading dream? To remove ourselves from the horn of this dilemma requires a healthy commitment of positive self-direction. E.E. Cummings shared a great lesson by saying, a person who does not look for a forever new cause will always live in a forever old effect. Positive self-direction becomes our way when we let what we really want to change or accomplish be the advancing front edge of our consciousness. Uncontaminated. Uncontaminated by what? Uncontaminated by negative and fearful thinking. We, you and I, and everyone, everywhere, every religion, every race, everybody, is a direct idea in the mind of the infinite. This, the great, the good, the wise have told us throughout the age. Emerson pointed out that our religion is what we do with our life 24 hours a day. It's not where we spend an hour on Sunday morning. We direct this truth by understanding we are this truth. Again, we are a direct idea in the mind of the infinite. It has direct knowledge of us because why? Because it is us. As we let this truth be the essence of our choice, which we find we can make with the strength of spiritual insight, we discover ourselves celebrating our outstanding experience. Our daily responsibility to ourselves is to relax in our awareness of the fact that the universe is friendly. Dr. Ernst pointed out, there is nothing in the universe that wants you to be afraid, that wants you to hurt, that wants you to be sad, that wants you to be lonely, that wants you to have any experience other than the experience of your belief. And as we raise our consciousness, as we raise our self-definition, our belief begins to change for the better automatically. All infinite creativity of the universe is always available and ready to fulfill itself as our health, as our happiness, as our prosperity, as our success. It is easy to understand a child who is afraid of the dark. What is truly sad, my friends, is an adult who is afraid of the light. To live in the light of divine mind, free from fear, is to open our mind to the uncommon positive demonstration beyond the scope of our routine pattern of thinking. It is to honor spirit as our healthy experience, learn from it as our living teacher, and allow its direction to be our direction. With the light of infinite wisdom, we, you and I, can fully understand our oneness with positive self-expression and growth. Our conviction about our highest desires keeps them alive as our health and our freedom. You see, God is perfection, my friends. Robert Browning wrote, I but open my eyes, and perfection no more and no less, in the kind I imagine full fronts me, and God is seen, God in the star, God in the stone, God in the flesh, in the soul, and in the clod. Elizabeth Barrett Browning impressed the thinking of the world when she said, Earth's crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God. But only he who sees takes off his shoes. Listen to it again. Earth is crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God. But only he who sees takes off his shoes. As we lift our consciousness from the narrow confines of human thinking and acting and reacting to claim our innate ability to see beyond the obvious, we discover something wonderful. We discover we can celebrate the truth of our existence and the actuality of everything, everywhere at once. Harriet Beecher Stowe stated, in all ranks of life, the human heart yearns for the beautiful, and the beautiful things of God makes are his gifts to all alike. The beautiful gift of God is your gift. What are we told? It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. That gift has already been given, my friends. It's you. It's you. You see, the truth of divine mind may be hidden from us as fog hides the beauty of the world around us. But the beauty and the potential of the world is always there, no matter how much fog is around. Health, prosperity, and love are always there for us to see if we just choose to dispel the fog of doubt, the fog of fear, and the fog of confusion. God is the perfection of form. As the perfection of form, this perfection of form is right where we are. And we are each the reflection of its greatness. Our challenge is to let that which is divinely inherent within us see the truth now. Our divine heritage is our capacity to appreciate and recreate the goodness and the harmony of God as the sum of our life. Someone might say, well, that's fine, but what is God?
Thank you for joining us. If you like what you're hearing, tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. for Dr. J. Scott Neal on The Power of Positive Purpose, right here on KEST 1450 AM. If you would like to visit us on the web, log on to www.csl-fremont.org or Google us at Center for Spiritual Living, Fremont, California. And now, back to our program.
What is God? According to Sri Ramakrishna, he who finds not the eternal in himself will never find it outside, but he who sees him in the temple of his own soul sees him also in the temple of the universe. Isn't that beautiful? The question, what is God, has been asked since humankind was first able to formulate the concept of the question. In order to understand God, infinite life, and our relationship to it, we must learn how to know ourselves as divine life. We are instructed by the crystal clear minds of the greatest thinkers of every age that God is good, and that good is God. We are also told that God is love, and that in love there is no condemnation. You see, love forgets everything. Love forgives everything. Love knows what to do and how to do it when we let it do it. Love is the fulfilling of the law of our being. If we come into a true consciousness or inner state of love, we have at that moment become the conscience of God in us as us. This is the experience of Christ consciousness. When we are aware of our good, we can no longer be aware of less than good. Why? Because our good consists of what? It consists of that which we need right now in order to take the next step on the wonderful road of life and be more than we have ever been before. The divine plan, my friend, is that all our needs are met and the greater good is at our disposal right now. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is written, he sees rightly who beholds the Supreme Lord dwelling equally in all existence and not perishing when they perish. So as we wake up to this understanding, what happens? We find ourselves contemplating greater things. The grand and vivid thinkers of every age, my friends, have told us very clearly that the truth and principle of infinite intelligence is the truth and principle of our being. When we know this and know we know it, we are able to live our lives and love what we are choosing to do with our lives. Our daily affirmation becomes, I am here, it is now, I am alive, and I matter. Intelligence, teachability, which means emptying your cup, and positive experimentation in the face of everyday experience is what? All of these things are invitations to unlimited success. Each of us is the unlimited power of positive principle in action, and as we direct our lives from this awareness, we rid ourselves of risk to do what? To gain the upper hand in this wonderful thing called life. When we become one with the reality of principle, we free ourselves from stinking thinking, my friends, and clearly see that greater health, abundance, and happiness are good and lovingly unavoidable. Why? It is our positive responsiveness that lets the entire situation be better and better and better. Stinking thinking never changed anyone's life for the better, but confident thinking and endeavor will do what? It will demonstrate the wonderful everywhere at once as you. Confident thinking requires the mastery of truth, the truth of self. As Albert Hubbard stated, the reason men do not accomplish greater things is that they do not undertake greater things. When the reality of principle is our way, we undertake greater things and we discover that we are fanning the spark of positive desire, the divine urge, into a brightly burning flame within our hearts, my friends. This kind of self-discovery guarantees success, and the greatest adventure of all becomes everything that we are. It becomes what we are choosing, the way we are choosing to work in harmony with the great spiritual principle of the universe. Our life becomes a feast of marvels. Our demonstrations become dazzling, and we discover we understand the infinite as never before. At the very core of human experience is the heart and the mind, and the very core of both heart and mind is what? Principle. The search for infinite intelligence in a divine universe leads to the awareness that, as Dr. Ernest Holmes stated, what we are searching for, we are searching with. My friend, become a tireless proponent of our positive spiritual heritage. And the positive spiritual heritage that is everywhere at once is everyone, everywhere. Let it be your way. Let the power of positive purpose unfold as you, and have a beautiful day today. This is Dr. J. Scott Beal, Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, inviting you to join with us every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30, every Wednesday evening at 7:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeowl Road in Fremont, the corner of Blakeowl and Stevenson. Come down the Nimitz Freeway, turn on the Stevenson exit, go 3 blocks toward the hills. You'll be at the corner of Blakeowl and Stevenson. Turn on Blakeowl Road to the right, and you'll be right in our parking lot. Again, 9:30 in the Sunday, 11:30 Sunday, 7:30 Wednesday evening. Come for a wonderful lecture, a wonderful celebration, wonderful music, and great new friends to meet. Have a beautiful day today. And again, let the power of positive purpose be your way.
Join us every Wednesday in April for a new lecture series entitled Symbolic Art and Spirituality. At the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, we will be exploring symbols and their metaphysical meaning. We'll look at the symbol of peace, the many interpretations of the cross, the mathematical precision of the labyrinth, cross-cultural uses of the mandala, and the spiritual symbol used by New Thought teachings. We will feature artists' renditions of these symbols along with an intriguing lecture each Wednesday evening. Tonight, Wednesday, April 1st, special guest speaker Cher Woolard will be lecturing on exploring the symbols of peace. Our service this evening will include a beautiful world peace meditation, so please join us. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. You can also find us on the KEST radio website. And don't forget, listen every Wednesday morning to Dr. J. Scott Neal on the power of positive purpose right here on 1450 AM.